I am the gate, Jesus says. I am the shepherd. My sheep hear my voice and know me. And that one passage there, among the entire Bible, but that one passage there speaks to me very clearly. Jesus wouldn't say, I am the shepherd, my sheep hear my voice, if we couldn't. If we are the sheep and he is the shepherd, he is the gate that we enter in and go out of, and we follow his voice, then we must be able to hear his voice. And if we can hear his voice, then we can certainly be directed as sheep to their shepherd. Because this is the analogy he's using. This is the metaphor he chose to use. So if we are the sheep and he is the shepherd, then like sheep, we will go astray without following the voice of the shepherd. Like sheep, we'll wander fairly aimlessly without the direction of the shepherd. I can raise my hand easily and say, yeah, when I completely try to manage my affairs, when I try to make all of the right decisions, sometimes my experience with the Lord will carry me. But normally, the further I go down that road, the further astray I get. I may be making actually well-reasoned, well-crafted choices and decisions. But if I don't consult with the Lord, if I don't follow the shepherd, my well-crafted, wise decisions prove to be intensely foolish. I may not hit a brick wall and destroy something, but invariably I find myself with my back to a mountain and my face to the sea. There's just nowhere to go. We all have done this. Maybe we all do this from time to time. And the interesting thing about that kind of activity is that a lot of us throw our hands up in exasperation at that point and go, God, why did you abandon me? Where are you, God, when I really need you? Of course, God is always present, standing off to the side saying, well, this is where you wanted to go. This was your free will, your free choice. Here you are. Would you like to know the way out? Would you like to follow me out of here and I'll show you the fastest path back to life? That's what Jesus said in the passage in John today. That's what I've come for. I've come that you might have life, and not just life, but full life. I'll lead you back to the path of life. I'll show you the shortest route if you'll just follow my voice. And you know, isn't it time that we start living by that? Isn't it time? Haven't we experienced enough to know that any other way goes nowhere? I mean, how many more years of our lives is it fair to allow to slip by? Bible says this, that our life is like a vapor in the grand scheme of things. It's a wisp. We're here and then we're gone. And in light of eternity, that's true. So with this one chance to be human beings, with this one chance to walk this earth, with this one chance to be the true legitimate representative of God on this planet, how many more years do we think that it's fair to allow to float by, continuing to try to sort it out on our own, using God as the backup plan and the scapegoat when things go wrong? Jesus came that we might have life. Why is it that we don't take him up on the offer? Jesus said he's the gate and the good shepherd. Why don't we get in line and follow the path that leads to life? And there's something even deeper here. As the true, legitimate representatives of God in this world, it's not about us alone figuring out how to follow the voice of the Lord and try to sort out life. We spend a lot of time working on ourselves, and that's okay. That's our experience of being human. But we do have a job to do. That is, go into all the world and preach the good news. Preach the gospel. So there's more to it than just sorting out what life means and the deeper meanings of the philosophies of everyone who's ever lived. Now, we have a job to do as well. So how many years is it fair to let go by when the truth and the path is laid out as clear as a neon sign blinking in front of our eyes each day? This way to life, it says. Blinking, blinking, blinking. This way, this way, this way. And when we don't follow the voice of our shepherd, well, there are casualties. People go off into life and into eternity with our mission incomplete. And then someone else has to pick up the slack. So I, for one, I want to walk in God's will and in his ways. I want to follow his voice. The further that I get into Jesus, the less anything else matters. I don't need to keep up with a lot of things that I used to want to keep up with in the entertainment business or in any other area. Really, what I want to do is follow the voice of the Lord and serve well. And what I've found, and many of you have probably found this to be true too, man, that's the most scenic route there is. That's the most adventurous life there is. Everything that I've ever arranged for in the way of adventure, ever trying to take risk or ride on an adrenaline high in any area, pales in comparison with following the leading of the Lord, sometimes the counterintuitive leading of the Lord, only to find that he's guided us into a lush valley that we would have never seen. So how about it? Isn't it time? Haven't we allowed enough life to go by? Isn't it a good time now to choose to never walk alone again? Isn't it a good time to choose to follow the voice of the shepherd and only the voice of the shepherd and just stop getting lost along the way and just stop finding the dead end of a slot canyon somewhere hoping that it doesn't rain? Isn't it time to just walk the path that has been laid out before us from the beginning, the path that leads to life?